Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
This is your host, Sergio Fassa, at Feet to the Fire. It is Friday Follies. A lot to do today to look at in the news. I do want to give a quick shout out to Toms River Board of Ed members Lisa Contessa and Ashley Palmieri, newly subscribed to Feet to the Fire. Got to hang out with them last night and speak with them, and they are working hard on the Toms River Board of Ed to fight the insanity. This just in, by the way, this is obviously not national news, anything of the sort, but the explicit sexual curriculum, pornographic, that was discovered on the Toms River Board of Ed website, that was exposed on Wednesday night by our buddy Warren Crosby. Thank you so much for that. As well as the CRT that's embedded in the curriculum. So these schools and these curriculums are I think that's the plural. Regardless, the curricula around in schools all across the nation are embedding CRT and sexual content, pornographic sexual content, in ways that parents aren't even aware of, in ways that board members, certain board members aren't even aware of, at least the freedom fighter ones. Anyway, let's jump into our news from this week. Crazy things in the news, and then we're going to give somebody our flamethrower award for the most insane leftist behavior, thinking, or development. Okay, we said yesterday, immigration out of control, obviously, in the Biden administration. Fox News reported that border arrests have hit the highest level since 1986, nearly 40 years ago, and we haven't solved the problem. That's because, understand, illegal immigration is a voter drive for the left. Understand that. That's what it is. They are bringing dependent illegals across the border with the intent of dumping them right onto the voter roll for the Democrat Party. Dependent, low-skilled, oftentimes illiterate illegals that they are exploiting for their votes to build up their voting roster. That's all it is. An illegal voter drive campaign for the Democrat Party. Did I say it clearly enough? You have to see what immigration, illegal immigration is. And I heard a great conservative mind and speaker really in the history of our civilization, Rush Limbaugh, who passed away a year ago, used to say it this way, and this is really politically incorrect and really incites people, but it's true. They have to replenish their voter base because they're aborting their voter base in the inner cities. That's right. In certain cities, the African-American abortion rate is higher than the birth rate. They're killing more minority children in inner cities than are being born. And these are the dependent voters that Democrats exploit and go after. And so they need to backfill and replenish that voter base, and they do it through illegal immigration. Don't forget that. Anyway, this on the epic they detained this year alone 1.7 million migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. That's crazy. The Epic Times reported this, that the Democrats are shifting Border Patrol funding to fund our agents at the border to remove the border wall. Is this crazy? President Joe Biden pledged during the 2020 campaign that he would not build another foot of the wall that Trump began. Great. But now the Democrats appear to be setting the stage to tear it down. So moving funding to a deconstructive effort to take the wall down, taking it away from a law enforcement that needs it. Also this, just the news, the Biden administration has lost track of 45,000 unaccompanied minors who entered illegally. How do you lose track of children? We've been reporting on this, and the numbers keep going up. I know I'm excited in my tone, but I'm going to stay excited. These are children, and the left is the party of compassion. Give me a break. They are the party of abuse, exploitation. They are the party that looks at humans, individual humans, as merely cattle, resources to take advantage of. And so they're they're bringing in these illegal minors and then dumping them all over the country and losing track of them. Many of these kids are probably being trafficked by drug lords, by drug traffickers, or worse, sexual human trafficking. And we, the party of law and order, that cares about proper justice being implemented at the border and everywhere else in society, we're not the party of compassion. It's the left. Give me a break. A decision to weaken vetting of adult sponsors contributed in part to the loss of contact with 40% of the more than 114,000 unaccompanied children who entered the U.S. illegally, according to Axios. Unaccompanied minors arriving at the border have hit record numbers. In June alone, there were 15,234 encounters with unaccompanied children. July, almost 19,000. In August, over 18,000. At its peak, HHS had over 20,000 children in its care in April, with an average shelter occupancy rate of 76%. What? The HHS is, what does this mean? Has children under its care. It's a government agency. It doesn't care for children. But this is what suspending law and order does. It creates human misery. Listen, are you understanding this? When you suspend law and order, obviously on the universal scale, God's law, but on a political scale, national sovereign law, you suspend it, it spreads human misery. Children should be with their families. And if they're illegal, they should be returned to their families, not dumped into government shelters. A New York Post, Biden is secretly flying underage migrants into New York in the dead of night. Plane loads of underage migrants are being flown secretly into suburban New York in an effort by President Biden's administration to quietly resettle them across the region. Charter flights originating in Texas have been underway since at least August. Last week, the Post saw two planes land at the Westchester County Airport, where most of the passengers who got off appeared to be children and teens, with a small portion of men in their 20s. Westchester cops stood by as the passengers whose flights had arrived at 10:49 p.m. and 9:52 p.m. Wednesday and Friday got off, these passengers, and they piled into buses. Some of them were later seen meeting up with relatives or sponsors in New Jersey or dropped off at a residential facility on Long Island. So they're just taking these kids and dumping them all over the country. Again, to flood eventually the voting rosters, to flood suburban America, and to essentially take the problem at the border and make it ours in regular, average, anytown USA. Jim Jordan, this is from the Post-Millennial, breaking, Jim Jordan slammed Merrick Garland, the Biden DOJ, because Merrick Garland is targeting parents across. So that's the new mission of the Department of Justice, is to target parents who are standing up at board meetings. Jim Jordan slammed Biden's AG over the DOJ's targeting of parents who are concerned over CRT mandates. So that was what the AG came out with a couple weeks ago, Merrick Garland. We're going to go after and investigate parents who stand up against CRT, critical race theory, social justice in the curriculum, what I started the program about this morning, and who stand up against vax mandates and mask mandates. We're going to target those parents and investigate them. During a Department of Justice oversight hearing with Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday, House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Senator Jim Jordan expressed his concern, anger, and outrage at an administration that stifles American liberties and has said they would investigate parents at school board meetings and has created an air of fear in the U.S. Garland's announcement earlier this month, the DOJ would take up investigations into parents that have been deemed unruly while speaking out against critical race theory and COVID-19 restriction in schools, critical race theory teachings. So the great despot known as the federal government gets to decide that we're unruly when you're polluting the minds of our students? When the Attorney General of the United States, Jordan said this, when the Attorney General of the United States sets up a snitch line on parents, Americans aren't going to tolerate it. That's what we've come to. This is reminiscent of the Gestapo in Germany. You hate to make those comparisons because everybody's like, oh, you're a fanatic. That's what everybody goes to when you want to show the evil of your opponent. You compare them to the Nazis. But really, snitching on your citizen neighbor and the FBI investigating because we have a political opinion? This is... Guys, this is an overturning of what our culture, our Christian civilization stands for. Washington Examiner. The Federal Reserve reports that vaccine mandates are hurting employment. No kidding. No kidding. Nothing left to say on that article. Nothing else. Did anybody need an article to explain that was going to happen? The Post-Millennial reports this. The U.S. Department of State celebrates International Pronoun Day. What's International Pronoun Day? That's when you celebrate a pronoun other than your normal gender and number. Now, by the way, if you haven't realized, not only is gender fluid, but the number of your personhood is fluid. This is how ridiculous it is. You know, we often say if you take the left to the extreme of its thinking, you'll end up here. Well, they're doing it for us. We don't even have to say that. So since gender must be fluid, your number of personhood must be fluid. So not only if you're a man can you call yourself a she, her, but you can call yourself a they, them. What does that mean? I keep saying this is a personality disorder. This is a mental disorder in our culture, in the aggregate culture. Broadly speaking, we all have a mental disorder that we're considering any of this reasonable. I can't even believe I'm reading this or reporting on it. The U.S. Department of State, which has as its mission to lead America's foreign policy through diplomacy, advocacy, and assistance by advancing the interests of the American people, their safety, and economic prosperity, that's the point of the DOJ, wants Americans to know why they should use preferred pronouns and respect other people's as well. In a tweet for International Pronouns Day, the U.S. Department of State took a moment to, quote, share why many people list their pronouns on their email and social media profiles. Read more here on @ShareAmerica. What is going on? That's what the Department of State is doing? And then it showed a tweet with a picture of folks of different skin color, one guy with a turban, and then different pronouns on their shirts. He, she, him, her. That doesn't coordinate with their obvious gender in the picture. And they, them. What? This is insanity. What is going on? I have no words. And the Washington Post reporting on, you guys have all heard, Loudoun County Schools, Virginia, because of a new law passed by Democrats, signed by a Democrat governor, and supported by Democrat teachers unions, passed a law recently that schools don't need to report cases of sexual battery. That's great. So there was a sexual assault in a bathroom from a quote-unquote gender-fluid young man who went to the woman's bathroom, assaulted a girl. They moved him to another school, and he assaulted another girl. So parents got upset, protested at a board meeting, and a few months back, when this started to come out into the news, guess what happened? The dad, whose daughter was allegedly assaulted, apparently they said he got unruly at the meeting, no kidding, and they called the cops on him. So the law in Virginia, you don't have to notify law enforcement over sexual battery in a school, which is absurd, but when the parent of a sexual assault victim who was assaulted by a transgender, allegedly, in a girl's bathroom, gets upset, you call the cops on him. A lot here today, folks. Flamethrower award has to go to the Biden administration. How do you lose tens of thousands of children? Tens of thousands of children. Oh, they just gone missing. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left is turning all moral and legal convention on its head, and we have to stand up against it.